There seems to be very little doubt that Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is making his mark. His bulldog nature, his political instincts, they've combined to make Duggan a force to be reckoned with, even as he has to serve under a state-appointed emergency manager. Mike Duggan's been on the job for 6 months, and today Detroit News columnist Daniel Howes reviews that time in office. Daniel, you say the mayor gives himself a grade of incomplete, but I've got to figure no one should be surprised at that.
No, they shouldn't. And I think nor should people be so impatient to expect that he changes the world in 6 months. He's facing a mountain of challenges that won't be overcome in 1 year, one term, or even one decade. But I think that what's important here is the process and the direction. And the direction is clearly positive. It's bipartisan. He's clearly repaired relationships with city council, and specifically Council President Brenda Jones, who went from being a reliable member of the no caucus in the last council to being very much a supporter and working with the mayor on a lot of interesting issues.
What do you think? How did that happen? What has he done, do you think, to bring Brenda Jones so solidly onto his team?
A very radical idea in terms, I would assume, into just treating her with respect and recognizing that she's in that position for a reason, and the voters put her there, and or the council put her there after the election, and he's treating, I think, a lot of players. I mean, he's not being partisan, overtly partisan. He's working well with Republicans. He's gotten some interesting legislation through the legislature, including the Detroit Rescue Package, packages supportive of blight and other things. And to do that, as a Detroit mayor, you've got to deal with Republican leadership in Lansing who are not from Detroit. And he has shown a real knack for that. And I think it's indicative of his style. I quote somebody in the column talking about how blown away they are by what he's accomplished, and he's proof that leadership style matters. And I think we have other examples in Southeast Michigan of leadership style mattering. I mean, Alan Mulally, who just left Ford Motor Company, is a classic example of that. But when you think about the difference between a Dave Bing and a Mike Duggan as mayor, and if you just focus on relationships with council alone, it's a dramatic departure. And I think the business community, the foundation community, the nonprofits, the state political community, they all see this. We live in a 24/7 wired world. There are very few secrets about these kinds of things. And as they see this, that has a dividend all its own. And I think one of them is it will tend to give Detroit the benefit of the doubt and the mayor the benefit of the doubt when he comes asking for things, when he needs support. Whether businesses are going to invest in Detroit.
Now, have you heard from anyone who has expressed doubts about anything he's done or anything in his style?
Yes, and I talk about it a little bit in the column. I think people, they also see in Mike Duggan a guy who is a bit of a control freak, who prizes loyalty among just about any other attribute in people who work for him. There are a lot of people who he worked with at Wayne County and then brought to Detroit Medical Center who are now working in his administration. And some people, I think that's a bad sign.
You mean that, like, the word cronyism sometimes gets tossed around?
Exactly. And I think that can be a bad sign, but I think you have to weigh it against results. And if they're able to continue this forward progress and get results and keep the tone positive and attack some of the problems that affect the quality of life in the city, I think at least for the people who write the checks to support someone like that or to support the city, they're willing to, I think, look past that as long as they're getting results on the other side.
Yeah, because I have to say, so what if they're familiar faces who have traveled, if he knows that they can do things effectively and more competently, and that's happening, who cares?
I think in large part I agree with you, and I think that's kind of where people are right now. Now, if his administration starts getting mired in scandal, if they start doing some really dumb things, which we've seen legions of coming out of City Hall over the last however many years, that's a different story. But I don't really expect to see that near term. Mm. I think he's got a very unique window here with Kevin Orr as the emergency manager. Between Kevin Orr as emergency manager, who's doing kind of the ugly restructuring of the city's balance sheet. And the business and foundation community focusing a lot on downtown, that both of those things kind of free the mayor up to really train his attention on the neighborhoods, on quality of life issues, on the kinds of things that don't necessarily benefit the Dan Gilberts and the Mike Illiches. They benefit people out in the broader community. That's good for him politically, and it's good for the citizens, and it's good for the Detroit story.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with our Thursday check-in. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.